This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of August 4th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me over Zoom, Miss Laura Williams. Laura, we said it off air. I've said it off air, but I'm going to bring it right back onto the show. I am beyond honored, beyond blessed. There's a level, I'm just going to say Holy Spirit excitement that Ooh. that is brewing in this interview, and I can't wait to get all of it.
Oh, the honor is all mine. This is absolutely incredible. I'm so excited to be here. This is wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Well, super, because I want to know, and our guests want to know, who is Laura Williams?
Yeah, right. Well, my name's Laura. I'm 21 years old. I am a Christian music artist from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. I love Jesus. I want to tell the whole world about him. And I really want to connect with people through that universal language that is music. This has kind of just been so innate to me. It's been my life's calling. And the Lord has just so beautifully revealed that to me, especially over the last couple of years. So, yeah.
Well, awesome. I can't wait to, like I said, to get more into the interview, dig in a little bit deeper, and see what God has stirred in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, all right. We'll be back with Laura Williams right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Joining me over Zoom from Pennsylvania, and you'll have to say that town again.
Quakertown.
Quakertown, like the Oats, Quaker Oats.
Yep, exactly.
Now, what is that close to?
Well, Allentown, about an hour from Philly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of in that region of Pennsylvania.
Yes, ma'am. See, we don't know. In Alabama, our geography doesn't go that far, so.
No worries. Mine doesn't go to Alabama, so it's okay.
Well, maybe by the time we're done with this, we can get you down to Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be my first time there.
Well, we'll work on that. But we want to get back into, you were gracious enough to share a little bit about your life growing up, where you are at the ripe young age of 21, following what God has put on your heart. Now, when did you know? You said it's been about a couple of years. Mm-hmm. That I guess the music has been in the works, or when did God really open up the door to say, Laura, you're going to sing for me?
Mm-hmm. It's a really beautiful story. It's a really cool story. I love to tell it. So I got to go back to the beginning. I grew up in a Christian household. So very young, I was introduced to who God was. But from a very young age, I was bullied so badly to the point where actually my parents took me out of school when I was 11, because I was just going down a really dark path, you know, being surrounded by people who are just hating on you every single day. And being so young, people often say, oh, like, what could kids do? But those are your building block years. If you're surrounded by people who are constantly putting you down, that's what you're going to believe from a very young age. So I was taken out of school, and I feel like that caused me to grow up really quickly. And I actually spent a year being homeschooled after that to kind of recover. And I remember feeling the presence of God. I remember, you know, him teaching me about forgiveness. But then right after that, I went back to school. I felt ready. I felt like I had been rejuvenated, got my spirit back, and I had a really good time in the first half of middle school. And then we moved away to a different town, now Quakertown. And that was really, really hard on me. I was about 14 at the time, and I just completely straight away from God. He was always there, but just so far in the back of my mind. I went to a new school, heavily depressed, didn't make it through a full week of school. I think my entire eighth grade year. Some false rumors went around about me, and it was just a really, really tough time. And I didn't even turn to God at all. It was just this, the enemy just had such a foothold in my life at that point. And so I enter high school, and I'm about 15, 16, my sophomore year. And I had met this girl, and her name was Lizzie. And she just exuberated Jesus in every way possible. So naturally, that was the topic of most of our conversations. And I remember one day, it was sophomore year chemistry class. It was 8 a.m. And I sat down and I turned to her and I said, I just don't know if I believe in God anymore. And I just remember that moment so vividly because I chills went down my body. And I really think it was the Holy Spirit. And I just remember thinking to myself, how did I get here? I need to get to the bottom of what I believe in. And, you know, right after that, I feel like that's when God really started to chase after me. My whole life, he was, when I look back, it's just insane to see the way that he was leading me back to him. And so after that, COVID happened and the world shut down. And I read my Bible here and there. Lizzie introduced me to Christian music. And it's so funny because I would listen to Rescue by Lauren Daigle. And I'd be like, oh, yes. Is this how God feels about me? Like, this is insane. This is so cool. And it's really cool because now I hope to do that for other people. So it's just cool little bookmark moment. But world shut down and I developed a pretty bad eating disorder. And so it was just this dynamic of wanting to grow a relationship with the Lord, get closer to him, but also having this mental illness just wreak havoc in my life. And I remember for months and months, I would pray about it. I would be reading in my Bible. At this point, I was super isolated from everybody else. And I slowly started to get to know the character of the Lord and feel the Holy Spirit and just watch him transform and renew my mind and my heart and truly heal me from that. Mm-hmm. And that went on for a couple of years, just like the slow process. And at the time, I remember being so angry, like, God, just heal me. But in his perfect timing, he was making all things right. And so my senior year comes along. And at this point, I had been growing my relationship with Christ. I really felt like I had come back to him in so many ways. And I was just so excited to spend the rest of my life, you know, learning about him and growing in relationship with him. And I had worked really hard in high school to get good grades so I could go wherever I wanted to college. And, you know, so I applied everywhere and anywhere. And I really liked science. So I thought I was going to do something in STEM. Music and singing has always been a part of my life. Like, it just feels as innate as eating, sleeping, breathing for me. It was just my thing. My whole family knew it. Like, I have a really big family. We all love each other. It was just always, Laura's always singing. She's always, you know, recording covers, all that whole thing. And so my senior year comes and I vividly remember saying to my mom, if I can't do music, if I can't sing, I guess I'll go to college and do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with Laura Williams right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening on the airwaves of Alabama's best mix, Mix 106.5, if you're listening on the podcast, sit back, buckle down, because you're going to be blessed with the guest we have this week, Miss Laura Williams. Laura, we had a little technical snafu, as I like to call them, in the last segment, but we're back, we're connected, and like you said, Satan's not going to stop this interview, so bring it on.
Yeah, let's keep it going. So, right, my senior year, I was deciding what to do, and months into it, it's spring, we're about to commit to colleges. And I remember I was just sitting and I was prayer journaling because I had such inner turmoil about what to do because I was not really passionate about anything other than music. And I remember I prayed, Lord, put my music career in your hands, whether it's what I want or not. That night, my life changed overnight and I was contacted by an agency that wanted to manage me full time for music, and not just any music, but Christian music.
Wow.
So this moment where I was like, okay, God, you're just placing it right into my lap here. And I'm a super indecisive person, but I knew that this was God's plan for me. So I deferred from college, and they were so great. They really saw me as a Christian artist, but at the time my heart was more so set on pop. I love Jesus, but I wanted to write pop. I wanted to sing pop. Mm-hmm. So I took the summer after high school to really think about this decision, because it was a huge decision for my future. And I realized two things. One, God's plan for me was way better than anything I had planned for myself. And two, no matter what I wanted to do in my life, I wanted to show people who Jesus is. So I committed to Christian music. And that was about 2 years ago now, a little over 2 years ago. And since then, the Lord has just been blessing my life. I was on The Voice season 24. I just released my debut single. The people I've met, the experiences I've had, has just been so incredible. And I know it's just the beginning for what he has planned for me. And I just want to continue to just point it all back to him. It can be really tough in an industry where everything is so personalized and everything is always about the artist, to really point that back to Christ. And so I couldn't be happier that I committed to this route.
Amen. And I know you came to this show at the right time, because I sent you a message. What's coming? Rock the Flock Radio, and it's going to be mm-hmm. on our sister station, and we're going to battle, and it's going to be a platform for independent Christian artists that don't have that platform now. That, you know, it's hard to believe the music. I think I'm around 60 songs in 1 week that have been sent to mm-hmm. me.
Wow.
That these songs, like, and my wife will listen to them, and she says, why aren't they on radio?
Yeah.
And I said, well, they're fixing to be on radio.
Yeah.
So I think a little bit later in the show, we're going to, from what I understand, debut
Ooh.
One of your songs on radio.
Yes.
And then we'll get the date for the very first Rock the Flock radio show. I'll get all that assembled, and mm-hmm. definitely want you to be a part of that first show.
Be my honor.
And then absolutely. And then we're gonna blast it open. It's gonna be a one of a kind, nothing like it. It's going to be cool.
So incredible. So incredible.
Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Miss Laura Williams right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and Miss Laura Williams joining us over Zoom, and I must say she's a humble child, because if you missed it in the last part, she said she was on The Voice. She was a contestant on The Voice. And she just said it like, no big deal. I've seen the sidewalks of people waiting to get into auditions. What was that? Yeah. What was that experience like?
It was one of the best experiences of my life. It was incredible. I was actually reached out to by a talent scout to be on the show, which was just so unexpected.
Yes.
It was so incredible. Flying out to LA, you know, by myself, I was 19, and, you know, just being surrounded by people who were just as passionate about music, and just making lifelong friends with people like that, you know, being at Universal Studios, just on The Voice stage casually, you know, doing stage rehearsals and getting wardrobe fittings. It was just the coolest thing ever. I felt like so out of place, but it was so incredible. And, It was such an honor and such a blessing from God, as like a little launching pad for me.
A little preparation, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe preparing for another day.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'll tell you what, I'm excited about the next segment, because when we come back, you're going to intro a song. What song will that be?
This will be my debut single, Who Jesus Is.
Okay. Well, we will have that coming up right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Hi, my name is Laura Williams, and you're about to hear my debut single, Who Jesus Is.
I used to have this dream of my name in lights, looking at the world from the highest height. I was running on my pride till pride ran out. and I'm seeing things a little different now. If anybody ever looks at me, shines a light on the life I lead, let who I am only point to this, who Jesus is, who Jesus is. If I speak, let it sound like grace. If I move, let me walk in faith, cause I miss it. Star. Only the Savior's hands can catch a fallen heart. Want his name to be my soul identity. Finally figured out.
That's Laura Williams debuting her song, Who Jesus Is, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning, another week, another show, and a blessing again from another guest, not just a guest, but a child of God. If you could sit here and see the spirit around her, I knew when I jumped on a Instagram. You were doing a live Instagram live, and I just jumped on because I just wanted to see, okay, what's this young lady made of? Mm-hmm. And it didn't take long to see that God has his hand on you. He is working on you. His spirit is just, there's just this glow about mm-hmm. you, and that's he's just stamped all over you.
Oh, that means so much. Thank you so much. It's beautiful.
Well, before we end it, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I thank you again, Lord, for messing up my plans, God, that what I thought this show was going to be. And Lord, you turn it into something magnificent. Thank you for Miss Laura. God, I ask that you will just wrap your arms around her. Lord, that you will protect her. And that, Lord, the doors that open, ordain those doors, Lord. Guide her to them. Lord, send your guardian angels, send legions of angels to keep her on the path. Continue to bless her, Lord, in each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. Beautiful prayer. Amazing interview. This was such a blessing, such an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I can't wait to get all the reviews from the song. So when people hear it.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited.
And you'll have to email it to me so I can put it into the Rock the Flock file that just keeps growing. And I'm just, like I said, I'm excited because we are going from coast to coast. We have independent Christian artists that are just going to go to battle for the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be life-changing. This is so exciting. Ah, I bet you're over the moon.
I have been. My wife's been telling me to calm down, but I can't help it. But thank you I really appreciate you taking the time. Like I said, I thought this interview was going to be a month from now. Yeah. And it worked out to where God said, no, it's going to be today.
Yeah.
And I can see why. So thank you for being responsive to that. Thank you for taking the calling and going out and just never be ashamed of that. Because as I was thinking today at home, whenever I think I have a bad day, I think about Jesus. And I think about, well, first, he was sentenced to something he didn't even do. Mm-hmm. And then after that, after being falsely accused, he had to carry his own cross. And I don't think people really understand the magnitude of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to have a bad day. Okay, because he went through that to pave that, to pave the way. My day will never compare to that, no matter what this world can throw at me, no matter what people say about me. And I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
Because it's tough being a Christian independent artist. It's tough being a Christian labeled artist. It's tough being a Christian, period.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So just remember that if you love a song that you think you wrote and somebody says something bad about it, somebody comes up to you at a show and says something bad about the show, I want you to always remember it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as you walk with Jesus, don't take your eyes off of him, it doesn't matter about the flaming arrows. It doesn't matter who's coming up behind you, saying mm-hmm. things about you. Because see, he's back there to take care of all that.
Mm-hmm.
He's beside you to keep you on the path. And he's in front of you to guide your way. So just trust in him in every single way. And I truly believe, Miss Laura, that God has big plans for you. And I can't wait it's an honor to meet you. And it's even a bigger blessing to be able to sit back now and see where God is going to take you.
Oh, I have no words. Thank you so much. This has just been so incredible. And I could see why God had it happen today. Absolutely. This, no coincidences with God.
No, there's not.
Perspective.
And just, I'll tell people really quick, I watched you in your Instagram live feed. A timer went off while you were on because you had to post something and people don't realize that. So just if you're listening, you don't know what these artists go through, what they have to do to push their music to be seen. I know God controls it, but he also says to seek, ask, knock. So we have to knock. We have to get it out there. So remember to keep Miss Laura Williams in your prayers because she's working hard for the Lord. So pray for her and pray for her career. So Miss Laura, I want you to have a great afternoon. Thank you for being a guest of Mixed Sunday Morning.
Thank you so much. This has been, once again, an honor. There's no other word for it. So thank you.
So go out, listen to her music. How can people connect with you?
People can follow me on my social media, Laura Williams Official, across most platforms. Some of them are the Laura Williams Official. Laura Williams is a popular name, I guess. So, yeah, they can connect with me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook.
Amen. Well, go check her out. That's Miss Laura Williams on Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.